The Blue Jays lost, but Aaron Judge didn't hit his home run. For some, that's a positive. Some, that's a negative. But they are going to clinch the division today. It's Locked On Blue Jays, and it starts right now.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings. Welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your Wednesday episode with Matt Bonaparte. I'm Ben Schulman. We appreciate you making us your first listen today. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Hey, we'd love for you to come check out our videos. We're on Twitter at Locked On Jays. Tweet your thoughts at us. And then you can email us your questions. Still some games to go in the season. Would love to hear some questions from you. It's Locked On Blue Jays, Real, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com, LockedOnBlueJaysReal at gmail.com. Thanks for everyone who has emailed us already. Blue Jays lose yesterday's middle game, 5-2, to the Yankees of New York. They seldom led in the game, although it got off to a good start. It just never really had the feeling of a Blue Jays win kind of throughout.
Yeah. Except for when Springer hit a home run in the first inning. At that point, I was the Blue Jays are going to win this baseball game.
That is true.
And then Jameson Taillon got like 16 straight outs after that or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Congrats to him, Canadian guy.
Yeah. Also, not a terrible start from Berríos. So
no, not great.
It wasn't great, but not awful. But also, I guess not too much to write home about. Pop comes in and what, the fifth? Sixth. So he went five and he kind of blew up in the fifth, though, so I kind of retract that statement. But anyway, not a great game from Blue Jays pitching, but not the worst. They just didn't really capitalize on that. The offense didn't capitalize on that Springer homer, which I thought they would. Springer bounces back. Actually, you know what? I take that whole thing about Berríos back. He had a terrible start.
I don't think he was awful, but he wasn't good.
I didn't realize. He had five earned and five and a third. He wasn't great. Anyway, Springer hits that home run after a really bad day in the first game, and then the offense just kind of disappeared. So, yeah. And the Yankees are doing it without Judge hitting. So, like, you kind of have that, too. The Jays have taken the, we're going to walk that guy every time we see him approach. And I don't blame them. I would, too. Everybody's whining about it and booing. Like, I get you want to see the home run, but this team needs to win baseball games. And that guy is not a smart man to pitch to. Like, I hate that. And everyone's like, boo, that guy's good. You should let him hit a home run. It's like, what? Why would we do that? It's so stupid. So they're doing it without Judge, even though Judge gets on every time he comes up. But anyway, not a great game.
No, not a great game. And they just got clearly out hit early. I mean, you mentioned Taillon. So they get the Springer homer. Then Taillon retires six in a row. Then Merrifield has an infield hit. Then Taillon retires 10 in a row. They just didn't really have anything for him. And still, it felt to me like they could have maybe won the game if not for their own mistakes, frankly. If you just go back to the sixth inning, Springer, you know, breaks that streak of 10 in a row retired, finally picks up what I believe was the Jays' third hit of the game at the time in the sixth inning, which it was brutal. The hits were like 9-2 at one point. They finished a lot closer. Right after Springer singles, Bo doubles, but allows his foot to come off the base in the process. So he's out. I mean, instead of second and third, one out, it's runner on third, two outs. Then Vladdy thinks he hits a homer, so he jogs out of the box. He gets thrown out at second base. Springer scores, but Vladdy gets thrown out trying to get to second on what should have been a double had he been running. So if you retrace those two running mistakes and eliminate them, I mean, two runs come in to score on Vladdy's double. There'd be a runner on second in a 5-3 game with just one out. Instead, it was a 5-2 game and inning over. That's like, I mean, you can't get a much bigger turn than that in two plays. So,
yeah, and that Tyone should have probably been knocked out in the bottom of the sticks that inning because of all that. But those base running miscues and Vladdy just thinking he just like yabbed one really did hurt them in the end, because then Tyone comes back out the next inning, takes him out 1-2-3, and then he comes out the next inning and then is replaced in the bottom of the eighth. But still, he should have been knocked out at the bottom of the sixth. And if he is, Jays don't necessarily win the game, but you have two more innings of work against the Yankees bullpen that isn't that good. And I think the game could have been a lot different, because you see what? Lou Trevino comes in first. Actually, he just finished the whole game. But you probably would have seen somebody else other than Lou Trevino.
Yeah, I mean, when Trevino did come in, like, they picked up a hit against him in the ninth. Like, you never know what would have happened, but... Yeah, John Schneider did say, like, it's not acceptable from Vladdy. We're going to talk about that. You know, it's inexcusable, but at the same time, he is 23. It's not the end of the world. Like, we're going to fix it, and it's going to be fine. So I don't think it's a huge deal long term, but it was obviously for this game that Vladdy and Bo both got thrown out there. I'm trying to think of anything else major. I mean, the Yankees clinched the division, obviously, which was going to happen at some point coming up here, but that's okay. They got off to too hot of a start for that to matter. So, anything else on the game?
I got nothing on the game. Yeah, it was just a just kind of a brutal game.
Yeah, Blue Jays lose, but the good news is I always felt good about their status in this series, because either they're going to win game two or they're going to lose this game. And I have to imagine the Yankees partied a little bit last night, which probably gives the Blue Jays a good shot at winning today's game. There's some big stuff that could happen today. We're going to talk about it when we return. But first, a message from our sponsors. Summer is winding down. It's actually wound down completely at this point, but the nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, so no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the United States and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman, because your package, because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. They always say first impressions are important. But what about lasting impressions? It's time to get off the couch and get back to work. If your tool needs an upgrade, head to BlueChew.com. They say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help you help give you confidence where it counts. So if you could benefit from that extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use your promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Ben Shulman, Matt Bonaparte, Locked On Blue Jays, Wednesday episode, Wednesday series finale. some implications to this game. We start back where we were just talking a little bit recently. Aaron Judge, obviously, is a big spectacle. People are looking for that homer. He's been walked, I think, 7 times in 2 games, so it's not looking likely. I ask you this question, Bones. Do you think people should want the record to be broken at their ballpark? It seems like it's a split camp a little bit. Some people are like, it would be cool if it was here.
Why?
I got to see it.
No, that's stupid. That's really dumb.
So you think
I think that's dumb. You should not want it to happen in your ballpark. You should want it for the team that does it. You should want it to happen in your home ballpark. But if that's not possible, whatever. But for the opposing team, why would you want that? That means first you lose, probably.
Well, not necessarily. And
you know, not necessarily, but in this case, it did mean that. And second of all, why would you want an opposing team to show up and beat you potentially, and then also celebrate on your home turf?
Well, no, I'm not saying them win. Judge hit the homer. Judge hit.
Oh, I thought you meant clinch the playoffs.
No.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I think that's fine.
So you would want it? You would want it?
Yeah, I do 180 in that respect. I've been seeing a lot of whining on Twitter, though, about people saying, why are we even celebrating this? It's not a record, blah, blah, blah. First of all, it is a record, the AL record. Even if you don't care about that, it is. Second of all, they didn't do it to this extent, but do not act like people weren't about to celebrate it if Giancarlo Stanton did it on the Marlins in 2017.
Well, but he wouldn't have broken the record because he was in the NL.
But people were talking about, I remember there was a discussion sparked about, and ESPN, I think, wrote a whole article about this. There was discussion sparked about what is the real record. People were talking about Bonds' record, and then there's Maris' record. And then some people think that there are people out there who believe the real home run record was set in 1994 by
Mark McGuire.
Who's the manager? No, who's the manager of the Nationals? Matt Williams. He had 43 home runs that year, and they played a shortened season. So there are people out there who believe that's stupid.
Those
I agree that that's
can
stupid.
Go to their fantasy
but,
land.
I agree, but my point is that there was discussion sparked about what's the real record and is Giancarlo Stanton about to break it. So while they're doing it to a bigger extent this time around, probably because Judge is a Yankee and that's marketable, and they're putting it on everybody's screen, whether you're watching Days of Our Lives or college football. But still, I think that people are getting like way too angry about it, and they just like hating the Yankees, so they'll go out there and scream about it, which is fine. You can do that. But I'm just saying, people were talking about it when Stanton was about to hit 62. He didn't. But anyway, there was a good tweet that I saw yesterday of a Blue Jays fan. I think it was like a 13-year-old kid. He had a sign that said, we're Blue Jays fans, but we all want to see Judge's home run. So like we're all rooting for Judge or something. And I was like, I hope that kid catches the ball. That'd be sick. That'd be cool. But yeah, I think you should want to see history like that if it's not like a game-changing thing.
I don't blame people for wanting it, but I don't want to see it.
Okay. That's
couple,
okay.
Couple reasons. Replay value. I don't want
to. Yeah, I knew you were going to say you don't want to keep seeing it in the Rogers
Center. I don't
want
to keep seeing it. Be, you know, like that was, I believe Albert Pujols hit his first Angels home run against the Blue Jays. And for like 3 months, I had to keep watching that homer. And this is a way more important homer than that.
Yeah.
And it's a Yankee. If it was almost any other team, to be honest, like obviously if Albert Pujols was within striking distance of his 700th home run, of course I want that to get hit in Toronto.
Okay. Now I'm curious of this. What statistical anomaly, what record would have to be so respectable that you'd want a Yankee to do
73.
The Blue Jays?
73.
Okay. So if Judge had 73 home runs right now, you'd want him to hit 74 at Rogers Center?
Yeah, because okay. He'd be taking the record back for the right.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
But to me, I mean, I'm not here to bash on the record. It's just cool that Aaron Judge is hitting so many homers. I don't truthfully care that much about the American League record.
I don't really either, but I just hate that people are saying it now and they didn't say it 5 years ago.
Okay, let me move on to my second half. So as the Yankees say, the Blue Jays magic number slid down to 2 because the Orioles lost, which means today the Blue Jays could win, could lose, and the Blue Jays could clinch a spot in the playoffs. There have been some ups, there have been some downs this year. How do you feel about us being in this spot right where we are on the precipice of Toronto finally securing that spot that they've had pretty much the whole year?
Well, it's big. Obviously, it's big that you'll clinch a playoff spot and do it in front of the home fans and whatnot. Will be kind of weird. I really am curious when the last time two teams clinched the playoffs, or one team clinched the division, the other team clinched the playoffs in the same series. Like, that's got to be...
It's a chance it's never happened, because the wild card's only been around so long.
True. Yeah, that I'm very curious of that. Because what, they have like 10 years? Or how long has the wild card been there?
Wild card was around when we were kids, when there was only one. But it's got to be early 2000s, 90s, when the wild card came in. I mean, whenever they three divisions instead of two.
A single wild card game was 2012. Yeah, I remember that.
But there was a wild card before the wild card game. There was only one wild card team.
True. So,
not it. But again, then that decreases that. So. But yeah, it's a pretty...
I don't know. I can't find it.
It's pretty exciting. There is still a lot of angst and work to be done for the Blue Jays, who maintain a slim 1.5 game lead right now over the Tampa Bay Rays. Thankfully, the Mariners just cannot do it.
Oh my gosh, the Mariners can't win baseball games. This is insane. This proves
they might
my
not
point.
Get some playoffs, but
this proves my point from like 5 pods ago when we were talking about. I think you probably said the same thing, but I'd rather play the Mariners. Like, the Mariners are the team I want to see. I don't care that they are winning all these games and they had a really cool regular season. They're inexperienced and their talent is shallow, especially their offense. I don't care. The Mariners of any team in the AL are the team I want to see. I probably want to see them over the Guardians even. Steven Kwan's too good. I know, they're hot. I don't want to see the Guardians right now. Guardians Mariners are going to get trampled, dude. They just lost to the Royals after they had an 11-2 lead in the 6th inning.
But the Blue Jays will almost surely not see the Mariners at this point.
Yeah, it would be insane.
The Mariners would need to catch the Rays for the Blue Jays to play them. How much celebration are you expecting from the Blue Jay players if they clinch today? They'll clinch at some point on
the show. Celebrate. I think they'll celebrate big time.
Yeah. And you're cool with it?
Why wouldn't I be cool with it?
I don't know. I'm just trying to pull an old man take out of you. I'm also very cool with it.
I'm very cool with it.
I actually think they
should celebrate. I don't have many old man takes.
We've discussed it. They made the playoffs in 2020. It doesn't really count. Like, I count the World Series. I'm out here like yelling Mickey Mouse at the Dodgers, but being the 7th seed and being knocked out
Mickey Mouse
2 out of 3 games,
games
doesn't really matter.
I don't care.
All right, well, relax. That's not what the discussion I'm trying to start. That's the only playoff appearance for this group. For most of them, the last true playoffs is 2016. None of the current Jays were on that team. Plus, it's like George's first playoff appearance as a Blue Jay. Chapman, obviously, because it's his first year like that. So I think they should be very happy. I think if they are to turn into what we think they're going to, which is some sort of dynasty team or a really good team because of all this young talent, this could be the start of something big. So, yeah, celebrate. Have some fun.
Absolutely.
And John Schneider, manager turned playoff manager. We talked about that, how rare, I mean, I think we said in terms of World Series, but even just how rare it is that an interim manager comes in and your team does better. And
yeah,
like,
totally.
Makes the playoffs.
He's done really well. He's 41-26. He's great compared to Montoyo's 46-42. So he's been awesome.
Pretty big. All right. That's all I had on last day of the season. But we got more coming up on the postseason after your ads, which you'll get right now. Let's go.
You just got those ads, son. Okay. Let's talk lineup and potentially bullpen, but mostly lineup. I know it's kind of Scottish there. Mostly lineup. I want to talk about X Factors. This is a team that has a lot of star players, but also a team that every now and again gets some magic out of their not-so-good players. Let's exclude, like, the top five bats in the lineup. So I'm talking Vladdy, Bo, Kirk, George, Teoscar. Who, besides those guys, needs to be an X factor in the playoffs if they're going to succeed? Because every team needs one. You look around the playoff teams, there are going to be guys who, and this is always happens in the playoffs, like there's somebody that not you never heard of, but is seldom talked about in like superstar caliber baseball that comes like that Steve Pierce 2018
Cody playoffs.
Ross. Sure, Cody. Cody Ross or Colby Rasmus back in 2015. He was insane that playoffs. So it always happens. My favorite thing is like I love random World Series MVPs. Like that Steve Pierce year where he just turned into Babe Ruth, that was nuts. Or how about Daniel Murphy in 2015 where he just hit a home run like every single game? Like you need a guy like that. Not necessarily hit a home run every game, but a guy that's going to step up and play better than he is. So we both have a pick. What is your pick?
My pick is the man behind the plate, but not the one you're thinking about. Danny Jan, I think, is my X factor, my potential random hero for a couple of reasons, but mostly for the fact that Danny Jansen has been hot. Guy's been hot.
He has been.
I need a little bit of that. In this month, really, since September 4th, I excluded one start to make my numbers look better. Sorry, guys. Since September 4th, Danny Jansen batting .359 with a 1.026 OPS, and the team is 13-6 over that stretch. As he's gotten hot, they have gotten hot. I also feel like he has a big chance to be a hero guy because he hits a lot of homers. That's 13 on the year.
Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
But it's such limited at-bats. I think if you project, he's in the – he wouldn't do this, but he's in like the 40-50 homer pace. So I just think Jano, you know, can – provide some pretty big cuts at the bottom of the order. You know, you're going to fit him in that 7-8 spot, but guys like Kirk and, you know, potentially guys like Lourdes and other people could be on in front of him. And I think whenever he hits a homer and provides a couple runs from the bottom of the lineup, it like sparks the rest of the lineup because they're like, whoa, we got some of this taken out of the way for us already. So I like Jano.
I like that you like Jano because that's a really good pick. He's been very hot, as you said, and his career season numbers are really, really good. So you got to like what you're seeing out of Danny Jansen, a guy who you compared to a random hockey player I can't remember earlier in the season because he just, what was it?
Joffrey Lupul.
Yeah, he was just hitting tanks, and then he'd go in the IL, then he came back and hit a tank, then he'd go in the IL, then he'd come back and hit a tank. So then he stopped doing that, but for a while he was doing that. Yeah. Anyway.
Now he's been healthy and good. It's kind of random.
My guy, unlike yours, has not been hot lately. But the Jays will need him to be hot if they're going to win in the playoffs. This guy's Matt Chapman. Matt Chapman this month has not been good. He's hitting .214 in September, .716 OPS, so like not the end of the world. But still, he's not hitting the ball very well. 19 hits in 26 games, 3 homers, 17 walks. So that's actually the best number he's got. But he struck out 31 times in 26 games. Guy's striking out a ton. I just want to remind you what Matt Chapman can be. These are numbers from July 5th to July 31st. I, like Ben, excluded some games to make my numbers look better. But July 5th to July 31st, a 20-game span. He hit .386 and had a 1.298 OPS. He had 9 home runs, 20 RBIs in 20 games. The dude was nuts. 27 hits in that time. He was so good. He rose his OPS from 700 to 808 in that time, 108 points. We need to see that Matt Chapman if the Jays are going to be successful in the playoffs because we know what he can be. The guy has had a pretty solid season. I think anybody would take the year that he's having. I mean, a 770 OPS from him with 27 homers and 75 RBI. That's a great year from your hot corner who you didn't trade a lot for and the expectations were not astronomically high for. I think that was huge success in the year that you got from Matt Chapman. But you need him to return to July form in the playoffs if they're going to win. You can't have that guy come up to the plate and not offer anything and strike out at least once a game. So Matt Chapman is my guy that needs to perform.
You know why I like that pick?
Why, man?
Because Matt Chapman has sneaky playoff experience.
It's true.
He's sneaky playoff experience. He does not look like one player. But yeah. They made it 2 years in a row while he was there, right? 17, yes. 18 or something?
Or 18, 19. Yeah, 18, and they lost two wild card games in a row. One to the Yankees, one to the Rays.
I'm counting. Playoff experience.
He got a hit in both games.
Okay. There we go. We'll see if he can get a hit for the Blue Jays in a clinching scenario today. Maybe we come on tomorrow and the Blue Jays are in the playoffs. That would be a lot of fun. But for now, we have to say goodbye. Thanks for making us your first listen today. Now make your second listen to Locked On MLB Podcast. MLB expert PFS Paul Francis Sullivan brings HPU, humor, passion, and a unique perspective on every team and the biggest stories around the league. Follow the number one daily league-wide podcast, Locked On MLB, on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. He is Matt Bonaparte. I am Ben Schulman. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow.